of Muharram, times of sadness have come. The crescent has now arrived.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Mehdi, and in this month of Muharram, we're going to elaborate on some of Imam Hussein's most beautiful dialogues. Stay tuned.
The crescent has now arrived, casting gloom on Karbala, casting gloom on Karbala.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the great persona of Imam Hussein and his beautiful dialogues. There is an interesting dialogue and quite amazing when we see that the time of Asr came in the land of Karbala, and Imam Hussein commanded his companions to ready themselves to leave, and they all agreed and conceded. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam commanded his muazzin to say the adhan and the aqama, which he did. Then Imam Hussein was again urged to lead the prayers, which he did. Imam Hussein recited the salutations and turns toward the people. He praised and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, "Now then, O people, if you fear Allah and you recognize the dues of the rightful, Allah will be pleased with you. And we are the household of Muhammad, and we hold more authority upon this matter," he meant the Khilafah, "than those who claim to it. They have sown the seeds of oppression and enmity amongst you. Then, if you despise us and do not recognize our rights, and if your opinions are averse and different to what you had written to me in your letters and conveyed to me through your messengers, then I shall go away from you." One of the commanders in the army of Yazid, which had come to Karbala, by the name of Hur, replied to Imam Hussein, "By Allah, I do not know anything regarding the letters nor the messengers, as you say." Imam Hussein alayhi salam called out to one of his companions and said, "O Utbah bin Saman, bring to me the two saddle bags containing their letters." So the companion of Imam Hussein brought the bag full of letters and scattered the letters in front of the army of Yazid. Hur again replied, "We are not of those who had written to you. We have been commanded not to part with you as soon as we find you, and then to take you to Kufa, to the presence of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad." Imam Hussein alayhi salam replies, "Verily death is nearer to you than this." We find, dear listeners, in this beautiful dialogue between Imam Hussein and the army of Yazid, that first and foremost, it was the army of Yazid that invited Imam Hussein to Kufa to come to their aid, to bring back society towards the ways of the Holy Prophet. But then we see that under the pressure of Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, the people of Kufa, the people who had written letters to Imam Hussein, end up betraying Imam Hussein. And so we too, dear friends, must always remember to never betray the Ahlul Bayt, to never betray the Quran, and to never betray Allah, especially when the difficulties become difficult. A beautiful lesson from a beautiful dialogue of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله.
On this planet,
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني, أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة. السلام عليك يا ثائر الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور.
Peace be on you, O he whose blood claimer is Allah. He is the blood claimer of your father also. As those who persecuted you, your relatives and friends have not been punished for the crimes.
أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين.
I bear witness that verily you established the prayers, gave the zakat to the needy, commanded to do what is right and lawful, not to do that which is wrong and unlawful, obeyed Allah and His Messenger till the inevitable came unto you.
فلعن الله أمة قتلت ولعن الله أمة ظلمت.
So Allah condemns those who killed you to eternal punishment. Allah cast those who maltreated you into hell.
Karbala, as I step onto your sand, you capture my eyes. Karbala, I see heaven has been placed here beneath your sky.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When it comes to the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, one of the ayat of Quran which can be rightfully applied on the Ahlul Bayt is the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ عَيْمَّةً يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that from among the people there are some whom we have made the Imams, and they guide the people according to our command. Just as the Ark of Noah sailed by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidance coming from the Ahlul Bayt comes from the Amr and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at the issue of protection, Allah protected this ark. In spite of this water coming from up and even from the earth itself, this ark was protected. Anything can happen in the world, but when it comes to the Safina of Ahlul Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. And He Himself says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, it is the irada of Allah. At least in case of Nuh, Allah says to Nuh, you build the ark under my supervision. Here the tathir of Ahlul Bayt is not done by anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, it is Allah's intention to keep the Ahlul Bayt pure and tahir and ma'asum.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die, you cannot die.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on, though you know. No sword, no arrow can pierce your armored shadow. Who can kill the tears that flow for Hussein? They thought you'd go there to die. What made you live has your life.